everybody. Welcome to the first ever Calendar Kids podcast. We're taking the calendars that you guys see around town. We're grabbing some kids off of there, and we're getting to know them. You know, we see these all over town, and I figured, hey, what the heck? I had this great idea brought to me from Josh Model. He might be helping me out here in the future. And with me today, if you look at the picture, I'm going to pull it up right now on my computer. She's wearing an orange tiger shirt, holding her driver, Ms. Lainey Wienendahl. Lainey, how we doing?
Good.
Good. She's sitting here. This is the first one ever. She's sitting here in my office. She's got the broadcast microphone on, so maybe we can get her doing some soccer games or softball games with us. So how does it sound?
Good.
You said, kind of weird.
It's kind of weird, kind of cool.
Got the voice right here. We're going to get to know Lainey. Lainey, your mom and dad. Who are your mom and dad?
Travis and Greta Wienendahl.
All right. You guys live right here in New Richmond?
Yep.
You guys live in town?
Yep.
All right, Lainey, you're on the golf team, obviously by the picture. You had mentioned to me earlier, right now this is the only sport you play.
Yep.
What did you play growing up?
I played softball my whole life. That was really my first sport. I didn't really golf much up until about sophomore year. I got a concussion in softball. And then COVID hit. So I then golfed more and then quit softball. So.
Hey, concussions are part of sports, right? Hopefully not golf. That means you're in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Right, right.
All right, we were also talking. How's the golf team doing this year?
Extremely well. We've won every conference match by 15 to 30 points or shots. And individually, every girl is in the top 10, if not 5. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And we made the jump to Big Rivers in golf, too, right? So we're playing some team Menominee, Eau Claire, Chippewa.
Yeah, we're doing very good.
So, nice golf courses for you to jump on this year, something different?
Yeah, good and bad,
What's your favorite golf course to golf on?
I would have to say Troy Burn is the nicest one, but my favorite obviously would be Lake Wissota because I shot my record there this year.
So what was that, can I ask?
69.
A 69. That is an impressive score.
Yeah.
Just kind of, was it a beautiful day?
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Very nice.
Isn't it fun how that is, just part of the golf experience? I think half of it's just being outside and enjoying it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and we have this beautiful golf course right here in town. Why not take advantage of it, right?
Right.
Lainey, right out of the gate, you're going to get asked this a lot, probably about, in May, June, whenever you have your party. What do you want to be in 5 to 10 years?
Well, I'm thinking right now pharmacy. I want to be a pharmacist, but I want to golf in college. So right now I'm focusing what college I want to go to. And hopefully pharmacy.
Nice.
There I go.
All right. So you said you played softball and you've played golf.
Yep.
Or still play golf. I'm sorry. Anything that you do outside of the sports part of it?
I downhill ski. Sometimes I have 3 dogs that take up a lot of time, so I'm with them a lot.
So you're a dog lover, is that what I'm hearing?
Oh, yeah. Dog sitting, playing, yeah.
Where do you like downhill skiing at?
Trollhagen. We had a family membership. Yeah.
Yep, I know some families that have kind of got back into downhill skiing and have a family membership, something they do as a family. So,
Well,
that's kind of fun. That's one of those outside sports that you're part of the ski club at school.
No, I used to be, but not anymore.
No, you just do it for fun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, just go whenever you want, right?
Right.
Okay, Lainey, we talked about, what was it, Lake Wissota? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
All right. So that was your best performance.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you, describe your worst performance and what did you learn from that experience?
My worst performance was probably last week. I played for the season. It was my worst performance. I shot a 43 on 9, so not terrible.
You're just touching my scores. So I mean you're right there.
Yeah, so I learned I need to not get so upset at myself for bad shots because it really affects the next one. And just keep grinding even when playing bad.
You only have about 1.5, 2 hours, and if you have that mindset that goes negative.
Oh yeah.
That can really just and golf is a very high mental game.
Very, yes.
Once it's in your head, there's things that I do to try and get rid of that, but it doesn't work. All right. So you learned a little bit. What do you do pregame? Do you have pregame? So obviously basketball players, football players, they have their pregame warm-ups, they're set, they got their, you know, some people have headphones on. What do you do when you golf? What's a typical, whether you're going to a meet for New Richmond or you're just going out to play a round of golf with your family and friends?
Well, I always hit balls before, and I always do that. I don't hit balls for long, probably like 10 minutes. So, and then I chip and putt after for quite a bit longer because got to get the feel of the greens and how fast they are.
So yeah. You have a routine when you golf.
Yep.
Which is fantastic. All right. So we talked about your best performance. We talked about your worst performance, right?
Yeah.
Being mental, your pregame.
Yeah.
So now let's talk coaches. Let's talk now that you're a senior, you're not on the picture, right?
Yeah.
What have you gotten out of one of your favorite coaches?
Honestly, I like Neil's coaching style, Coach Diller's coaching style. He's very less focusing on like my swing and stuff when I play. It's more mental. He's like encouraging me and focus on the next shot, not my score. And I really like that coaching style. And I think all my golf coaches, my swing coach, they're all the same like that.
They're going for the positive.
Yes.
Because you have the swing.
Yeah.
And everybody's swing is probably a little bit different.
Right, yeah.
And yours is working for you. So it's one of those where they're just focusing on the positive.
Yeah.
Now, as a senior, have you passed that on or instilled that in the underclassmen?
Yes, definitely. I've seen them multiple times, like, get mad at themselves, and I just try to help them back up and be positive because I know from experience it goes downhill after you get negative. So
it's fun. It's fun to hear that in golf. I mean, I've heard experiences from football, you know, basketball, it's just team sports where the upperclassmen literally pick up the underclassmen that are playing with them on the same field, same court, same course. Just show them what leadership can be, right?
Right.
And as a senior, that's something fun you can do.
Yeah.
As a leader out there.
Yeah.
So, Lainey, we talked about kind of what you have going on. We got to know Lainey Veenendaal a little bit better. Talked about your highs, your lows. All come really close to each other, right?
Yeah.
We talked about some great coaches you've had, being a leader as a senior. So what do we have going forward? Right now we have golf. It's your only sport now. What do we have coming up?
Well, for this season, we have regionals, sectionals, and state is ahead of us. And then after that, for me, just going to practice over the winter through the summer and then hopefully golf in college and keep going from there.
Where do you practice in the winter?
I go to a dome in White Bear. And also, there's a simulator in Gibby's Lanes in New Richmond.
Well, the golf cave.
Yeah, the golf cave. Yep.
We'll give Scott. I think that's his. So we'll give him a little shout out.
Yeah.
So, all right. That's fantastic. Where are regionals at?
It's at Triburn.
Oh, your favorite, one of your favorite courses, right?
Yeah.
Well, that'll be fun.
Oh, yeah.
And unfortunately, for the folks listening, Justin Livestream does not cover golf. It'd be one of those hard, kind of like cross country.
Yeah.
We've looked at ways of doing it, and let's just say the budget is not there for what it would take to do a golf.
Yeah, it'd be a little long.
Oh, it would be. There's a lot of equipment and everything else. So unfortunately, we don't do that for folks out there. But, hey, do you get spectators out there?
Yeah, our parents, friends. If it's closer, we'll get a lot more than in Big Rivers. The tournaments have been further away, so we've gotten less, but still quite
understandable.
A few.
And that's what we talked about with a lot of people with Justin Livestream. As COVID restrictions have released a little bit, so you know people can watch the games and students are back. We're traveling farther too.
Yeah,
you know, we're in the Big Rivers Conference. You know, we're going to Menominee. We're going to Eau Claire twice. We're going to Chippewa Falls. Mm-hmm. We're not going to Somerset. We're not going to Hammond, you know, anymore. All right. Well, Lainey, thanks for coming in. Thanks for doing this. You are the guinea pig of the Calendar Kids. That's what I'm going with right now. It may evolve into a different name, but this podcast is something that we're going to do once a week. And thank you, Lainey, for coming in. I appreciate it. It was kind of short notice. She kind of adjusted her schedule just as ours is a little crazy this week. And when you see Lainey around town, say hi and give her a high five for an awesome golf game.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Thanks, Lainey.